Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Seasoned traveler na maituturing si Vanjie Vallejos Gregorio, isang retired primary school teacher na maagang na byuda. Sa edad na 78, higit 20 bansa na ang kanyang nabibisita. Ito na ang pangatlong beses niyang sumama sa isang cruise at ang unang pagkakataong nakaranas ng pagkainip at pagkabahala. Hindi kasi sila pinahintulutan ng Japanese health officials na bumaba ng barko kasama ang lahat ng pasahero at crew hanggat hindi natetest na ligtas mula sa COVID-19 o coronavirus. Kailangang i-quarantine ng 2 linggo ang lahat ng lulan ng Diamond Princess cruise ship.
Uncomfortable in a way because we are stuck inside the cabin. We cannot go out. We cannot go to the dining rooms. We cannot go anywhere else. We just have to stay in our cabin. And then the foods are delivered in the room. But then we're given time, like an hour, to go out to get some fresh air in the open deck. Maybe every 2 days, something like that. Yes, for an hour. And then we have to wear our mask. We have to stay away 2 meters from everyone when we are talking, when we are there in the open deck.
Dahil hindi maaaring lumabas ng kani-kanilang mga silid o cabin, ang lahat ng security protocol, maging update sa mga nag-test ng positibo sa virus, inaanunsyo gamit ang public address o PA system. Sa kabila ng perwisyo, kwento ni Vanjie, may pakonsuelo naman daw ang operator ng cruise ship.
All the expenses we have incurred in this trip will be refunded to us. Yes, everything. All monies paid to Princess Cruises, like if we join offshore excursions, our plane fare to come over here to Japan, mm-hmm. the hotels, mm-hmm. if we booked in a hotel before or after the cruise, the transfers, the gratuities, taxes, mm-hmm. port expenses will be refunded wow. to everyone in spite of the millions of dollars that they have spent keeping us here mm-hmm. and providing everything that we need. They still do that. And on top of that, we will be given a free cruise in the future as well.
Kung naibsan man ang hassle para sa ilang senior citizens na gaya ni Vanjie, salungat ito para sa Australian national at nanay na si Onna Tan. Kasama niya ang asawa at 2 anak sa bakasyon nang naunsyami ang sanay back to school ng mga bata. Ramdam niyang napag-iiwanan na sila sa mga gawain sa eskwela.
So we were meant to go home, go back to work. The kids were supposed to start school because schools just started in Australia. So they're missing out on school, they're missing out on auditions. My daughter had final auditions callbacks this weekend that she's now missed for performance. We were looking forward to the Queen and Adam Lambert concert where we're going to miss that now. So we're missing out on just our everyday life and things, I guess.
Sa ngayon, doble kayod pa rin ang World Health Organization sa pag-examine ng epidemic. Nagpadala na ito ng advanced team sa Wuhan kung saan nagmula ang 99% na kaso na nagpositibo sa COVID-19. Aminado si Zhong Nanjian, ang chief medical advisor ng China, na malala pa rin ang sitwasyon.
We still need more time of hard working in Wuhan. In Wuhan, the daily increase of cases hasn't been significantly reduced, but the increase is not significant too. As the biggest spreading center, what Wuhan must do as a priority is to separate those who are sick and those who are not. We have to stop more people from being infected. The problem of human-to-human transmission has yet to be resolved.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.